Dogs all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my bleeding God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. Final third hour of today, Hump Day, Wednesday, January 31st, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, want to remind you, we have free tickets, four tickets paid for this Saturday's class. I want to thank Nick Wallace from J2 Construction in Harbor Springs and Bob over there at Great Lakes Phone and Computer in Petoskey. They've donated and covered your ticket costs. If you can't afford to come, we have four seats available. So just text me FC for free class, and you can take advantage of these donations from these absolutely loyal patriots, supporters of the station, the radio show. Greatly appreciate them doing that. Just text me FC. And I'll put you on the list. I'm going to need your name and your email address, and we'll put you in on the sign-up sheet. Getting back to Lansing, looking at some other things that are really not happening because we have gridlock. The house is basically shut down. You know, I haven't even confirmed it with any of the state representatives. Are you guys even in Lansing this week? I have no idea. They gaveled in, allegedly, on January 10th. They're there Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Is anybody doing anything? How about working on the budget? I have no idea. Now, bills are being created, and it's very interesting how these bills are going forward. Children's camp programs and campsites must pay $120 a year, $10 a month, to be licensed by the state. Camp directors and administrators must undergo criminal background checks and must be licensed. Under new Senate bills that was put in front of the Senate Oversight Committee. Week ago today, January 24th, Senate Oversight Committee heard testimony on Senate bills 692 through 695, which all together respond to a December 2022 audit regarding camp licensing in the state of Michigan. The report comes from the Office of the Auditor General, found that the state's Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, known as LARA, lacked the authority for establishing and collecting reasonable children camp licensing fees. In fiscal years 2019 through 2021, the OAG found that the department attempted to collect fines ranging from $50 to $200. But depending on the capacity of the program, ended up with more than a $1.3 million deficit throughout that two-year time period between licensing revenue and camp-related expenses. The Bureau of Community and Health Systems, which initially overseen the camp programs, did not require its consultants to document the review of the children's camp employee and volunteer background checks beyond simply checking a box on an inspection checklist. Well, the communist speaker pro tem, Dana Polhanki, Democrat of Livonia, during a January 24th committee hearing, said, "Oh, I'm just very happy about this bill, but I'm a little alarmed that it wasn't already happening." Going to start enforcing licensing fees at camps. Really? Short break, we'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. I got some follow-up text messages, housekeeping to get to. Downstate Kim, Johnny on the spot, helping me out. Just don't have time to research all these stories that I prep for during the show. Says she can't find the 9 Republicans that abstained from voting for the House Resolution 957. She says it's not surprising they always try to protect their own. Not finding anything. Surprise, surprise. Yeah. Back in November, 8 Republicans crossed the aisle to block an impeachment vote on the floor of the House against Mayorkas. Well, again, one of my favorite congresswomen, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican of Georgia, pushed the matter and got it referred back to the committee. Mayorkas himself didn't even show up. That's how much arrogance this guy has. Again, it's not a House bill, Kim. It's a House resolution. Going on record saying what Biden's open border policies is doing is a national security threat, but most importantly, is having direct, dire impact on local communities. I was down in Traverse City this week, already seeing an increased number of what appears to be illegals with cash dollars buying products at the Walmart. Had a particular item on sale that we picked up through their online store, walmart.com. We had it delivered to the Traverse City store. I went in to pick it up. Right there, clear as bell, going through the checkout with the tellers with green dollars. In the middle of winter, they're not here to pick the grapes. They're not here to pick the apples. They're not here as migrant workers. Why are they here in the middle of January? Very common to see them all the time in the summer. Up here doing the hard work of harvesting our crops. Totally get it, understand it, did it with them. Many years ago, when I was the maintenance man at Chateau Grand Traverse Winery, Old Mission Peninsula, yep, absolutely did it. Had lunch with them, taught them English. The owner of the winery had me working with them, coordinating the sprinkler systems, the spraying, all the activities we did, and managing the workers. Well, Miss Vicky would make me a bag lunch, tuna fish sandwich, hard-boiled egg, an apple. I'd take a couple of bottles of water. I'd sit under a tree and have lunch with them. Why? Because I taught them English. And you know the way I taught them? You have to come to me on Fridays and ask me in English for your paycheck. Mr. Randy, may I have my paycheck, please? Told them to watch TV. Not Telemundo, not Spanish speaking TV, watch American TV. Learn English. It's the only way you're going to advance in this country. In the end of that summer, 2009, I had them speaking pretty good broken English. And they could go into stores, they could talk to the workers, they could ask for items. I taught them food. I taught them condiments. I'd actually bring ketchup and mayonnaise and mustard and relish and an onion with me in a separate bag. And as we sat there together and ate lunch, I'd pull out a jar of mayo. Mayonnaise. Mayo. I'd let them taste it. Squeeze bottle, pass it around, take a squeeze, taste it. Mayonnaise, mayo, ketchup, mustard. You need to take a bite of an onion? No, senor. We're good. We're good. Yeah. Bite the onion. That's onion. Say onion. And it worked. Actually, it worked so well that one of them stayed on full-time year-round at the winery. When they got done with harvesting, they moved him into the factory. Brought his family here from Mexico and became a U.S. citizen. He took the test and passed it. Jose is down there at Chateau Grand Traverse, probably today, bottling the wine this winter month right now. The grapes are all gone off the vines. He's probably working there still today. That's the process that they have to go for. Jimmy Rieger says, yeah, Randy, they're here because they need him to vote. Let's get to another one here. Oh, there you are, Randy, just being a big racist, laughing out loud. There you go with all that common sense again. You know what was really interesting? I remember one day it was hotter than heck. I mean, it was 90-something and 90% humidity. I had my shirt off. I was getting a tan with them. They were all covered up because they're freezing to death, and I'm sweating like a pig, fat and just brown and just, oh, my God, it was hot. We talked about weather, and I didn't realize how much they knew about low pressure and high pressure, storms. We'd be out working the grapes, and they all of a sudden would break out their rain gear. And I'm like, what are you guys doing? Randy, it's going to rain. Like, what? No, it's not. Looked up at the skies, blue skies, puffy white clouds. What are you guys doing? Winds picked up, dark rain clouds blew in, and probably half hour, 45 minutes later, rainstorm. They felt it in their joints. They could smell the rain. And I'm like, you guys are amazing. So we talked about thunderstorms. I explained to them, probably a little over their heads, about the electrical reactions that go on in a thunderstorm, which I learned in physics, chemistry, pre-med at Eisenhower High School and Michigan State. Brought books for them to read, very simple books. Borrowed them from my grandkids that we were living with at the time because we were looking for a house that we wanted to buy. End up staying and planting roots in Antrim County. Found out very quickly, Grand Traverse County, Traverse City, not for us. Way too progressive liberals. Did not want to live near those people in any way, shape, or form. Didn't want to drink the water. Didn't want to drink their air. Didn't want to have anything to do with them. So we moved to God's County, Antrim. And it was so amazing in that process that I would take simple, easy reading books. One book, I forget the name of it. The whole book was three-letter words. Rat, cat. I mean, it was just amazing. Sun. And they learned the alphabet with that book. Taught them the ABCs, how to say it, duh. We went through the entire alphabet, phonically teaching them how to speak English. I love that, hooked on phonics. I think it's the best learning how to read book ever. And the one thing that I got back from them, at the end of the season, we were shutting down. We had finished the fall harvest. The only thing left was the ice wine. If you're not familiar with that, it's $70-$80 a bottle. It goes through the first hard freeze, and the grapes basically sweeten up like unbelievable syrup. Those are the last grapes to go in late, usually December, January. With this winter we've had, they might still be on the vines. I have no idea. But they harvest very few tons of those and create the ice wines. If you ever want a really sweet dessert wine, get an ice wine from Chateau Grand Traverse. Late harvest Riesling is good also, but the ice wine is really good. Top off a dessert cheesecake with strawberries with a little glass of the ice wine. Very small. It's like $70-$80 a bottle. We got done with all that. The year was wrapping up. And, you know, every single one of those migrant workers came up to me, shook my hand, and gave me a hug. And you know what they said? Thank you, Mr. Randy, in English. I tear up just thinking about it. But when you sit down and have lunch with them, and then you help them pick the grapes and show them the machines that are coming in and the things that need to be done, they learn, anticipate. Never seen workers so willing to please, knowing what needed to be done, setting things up, moving equipment into right spots for us to come in with the trucks and dump them into the factory. Amazing people. Never seen the factory so clean when they got done hosing it out at the end of the day. You could literally take spaghetti with meat sauce and meatballs and throw it right on that concrete floor and eat right off the floor. That's how clean it was. Great respect. Hardworking people. But you got to be here legally. And you have to learn English. I am so sick and tired of these bilingual signs at Lowe's. Drives me nuts. Why do you want to be an enabler allowing these people to continue to speak Spanish when they come to our country? All you're doing is holding them back economically. Come to the country, learn the language, take your citizenship test in English. Then you're a true American. Welcome to our country. Catering to this, I hate these letters I get from the government. I'm dealing with Social Security now and Medicare. Letters come in four different languages in the same envelope. I throw half of the sheets away. Ticks me off every time I open it. Wasting money like crazy. But that's why we're electing new people this year. Everywhere. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.